I do read my work aloud, although usually not when I'm writing it. I usually read it sometimes after the fact, or if I'm, like about to read it aloud in public, or sometimes when I'm editing, I'll read it aloud like before I submit something, and that usually winds up making me go back and revise. But it's kind of, I don't usually read it as I'm writing it. And sometimes I actually let the computer read it to me while I'm writing it. Partly, I think, because I'm not really crazy about my own voice or maybe verbalizing while I'm writing. Like, it's just kind of a different process. But also because the computer, there's something that happens when the computer like fumbles over something. Like the computer won't try to smooth it over. So it's interesting to see where even the computer like gets stopped up or trips over something, so to speak. Like, it's interesting to me to hear how the computer treats line breaks, and it sort of makes me think about it. Like, if it just this first stanza of that poem, Escape.
Escape, after Michael Jackson and for Blair. The Dead Michael has a new album. I could listen. With the dead you. You and me, we could. Dead snap to the dead Michael. I get why it's sparkly. The first song music is back to the old Michael. I wonder what old you, the dead you, would release when you were old and famous. On a stage in Motown, spinning and snapping. With your fingers at your nipples, like dead Michael.
And then I also think it's interesting because the computer won't mess it up. Like, it will always read it the right way. So, yeah, a lot of times I listen to the computer.